A lot of people say they're going to be tuning in tonight to the first presidential debate between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. In fact, the only one that's scheduled. An NPR PBS News Marist poll is out today, and it shows a lot of interest in the debate and shows the stakes are very high. NPR's senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro joins us once again. Domenico, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
Sounds like this debate is kind of important.
Yeah, it really is. You have 70% of people here saying that they are going to tune into the debate, as well as 30% also saying that they say that it may even make up their minds as far as whether or not they could vote for who they would wind up voting for.
I'm appreciative of another finding here. 70% say they're going to watch. We'll see if that's really true, but a lot of people will watch. Another quarter say they're going to follow the news closely afterwards so they can tune in tomorrow morning to Morning Edition to get some analysis. But when we think about the advantages that each candidate has in their approach to voters, what does the poll tell you?
Well, I think it's really important here because Trump continues to have the upper hand on many of the fundamentals in this election. You know, he's trusted more on the economy, immigration, how to handle the Middle East, and people who want a strong leader say that they prefer him by a wide margin. Because of those advantages, a generic Republican, you know, really might be able to swing the election in his or her favor. But instead, really, this race remains a coin flip. That's because Harris is slightly better liked than Trump, is seen as caring more about people like you, and is the candidate who respondents said most represents change. She also has more significant advantages on abortion rights than Trump does on the other issues that he, you know, was that we asked about that he has advantages on. She leads by a lot among those who say that they want a leader who's honest and trustworthy. You know, Trump continues to have these edges on, you know, like I said, the economy, immigration, and the Middle East.
Domenico, I appreciate a key finding there. People want change. That's a big deal in this election. You're saying that in this new poll, the NPR survey, Harris is seen by more people as the candidate who wants change. I will note there was a New York Times poll earlier in the week that where more people said Trump represents change, which just underlines for me that this is a 50-50 race.
Yeah, it's a very, you know, it's a marginal difference in many respects, just like a lot of the things that we've seen between, you know, in the age of Trump, where slightly more than 50% either don't like him or, you know, say that, you know, like, for example, Harris represents change. And, you know, things have not budged much at all in all of this. It's all within the margin of error. It's a statistical tie still, with Harris doing slightly better with voters who definitely say that they're going to vote. You know, and I noted that some of Trump's vulnerabilities, but Harris has her own, particularly more respondents in the poll saying that she's too liberal than those who say that Trump is too conservative, including 50% of independents who say that.
Hasn't Harris tried to tack to the center or been seen as doing so on some issues?
Definitely. You know, she's trying to win over moderate voters in crucial swing states. And that's something that she's going to be pushed on most likely in this debate, because when she ran for president in 2019, she staked out more liberal positions in Democratic primary. Of course, she'd say she's traveled the country, learned, evolved, but she's going to have to make that case for herself.
Is it a big deal that Trump is now by far the older candidate on stage, unlike in June?
Yeah, age is not really seen as a huge factor here. He's 78 years old still. Of course, Democrats had a big problem with Biden being, you know, being 81 years old, but it doesn't appear to be the same for Republicans. 6 in 10 of them say it's a non-issue, way more than Democrats. And I guess, at least for Republicans, that means age ain't nothing but a number.
Okay. NPR's Domenico Montanaro, Forever Young. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.